Well, hello, 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 everyone. This is Miss Mika Ray, and welcome to, well, this is going to be Intimate Realness with Mika Ray and Renair. I think I set it up for the show to be the G-spot, but I forgot this was the second Monday of the month, so forgive me, but we are talking about the same topic, and the topic tonight is, have you had sex with, or have you ever dated the ex of your friend or your family member, and is that right or wrong, morally right or wrong, or have you had someone who dated, like your friend or your family who's dated your ex, or your, a friend that dated your ex, and how did that turn out? Did the relationship work out? Did it not work out? I think it's going to be a great topic tonight. I'm really looking forward to discussing it, and I hope you all are as well. And, of course, every second Monday of the month, it is Intimate Realness with Mika Ray and Renair. So let's bring on Ms. Renair. Hey, Renair.
Hey there.
How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I am doing well. I did inform everyone of the fact that I set this up to be the G-spot, but we know every second Monday is Intimate Realness with Mika Ray and Renair. So I am happy to have you and can't wait to get into the topic tonight.
Woo! Yeah, this is a topic.
It is a topic. I just have to play this one song, only because I had, I just have it in my head. So I had to play this one song. I think it fits this so well. It is an old song, but I want to play it. So I'm going to play this real quick, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to just talk the rest of the night. Is that okay, Renair?
Okay.
Okay. I will play. Give me 1 second.
Hey, that boy over there, fine, right? His girlfriend thinks he is so faithful, but he is jocking me too hard.
Yeah. Girl, you know I love you.
I got your man.
I just had to play that. I don't know. It was like...
I have no idea why, I had a flashback to my big triangle gold earrings with my side fob and my salt and pepper jacket and whole outfit. I'm not messing with you. Oh my gosh. I don't even know what to do now.
It's a hilarious song to me. Oh my gosh. But it just reminds me of this topic so much. But anyway. But I just had to play it. That was just spot for my little amusement. But of course, everyone, you are listening to blogtalkradio.com. This is WJBR, where you find Intimate Realness with Mika Ray and Renair, Brunch in the Basement with Javon on Saturdays, and on Sunday, she does Sunday Evening Shout, and then the G-Spot with Mika Ray every first, third, and fourth Monday of the month. So I'm just so happy that everyone has decided to join us tonight. So, Renair, what do you think about our topic this evening?
Oh, wow. Okay, so I have to move in transparency. I have been the victim of, and I use the word victim of strongly because at that time I really thought that I was a victim, and I have been a perpetrator. Those are strong words that I'm using tonight, of the whole dating or being intimate with ex of a friend. So when you when I realized that was the topic, which was funny because last week someone said to me, they said, oh, you want to be talking about exes and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, that's not what we're talking about. So when you said it to me, I was like, oh, that's what we're talking about. I was like, I'm going to have like 50 people tune in just to hear what I'm going to say.
Yes, I can't wait to hear what you're going to say.
I have to be honest with you. I think that it's a very dangerous choice to make, to date mm-hmm. or be intimate with the ex of a friend. I mean, I do understand that you can't always control your heart. Sometimes
right.
you can feel or be attracted to someone who's no longer with a friend of yours. Maybe you guys had a lot in common. Maybe, you know, in conversation you realize that you have an affection for them and they may have an affection for you. But the problem comes in is the damage that it can do to your friendship if... I almost want to say if it's not handled correctly, but it can even be handled correctly, but it still can damage the friendship more than what is intended, whether you get permission to or not. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we think because the person's like, nah, man, I'm not even into them like that. You go ahead and do what you have to do. It may be a delayed response. It may be whatever, but there becomes a difficulty in having a conversation with your friend about your boo when your boo is their ex, period.
I definitely agree. And that was one of the points I was preparing to make as well, that there's definitely a huge difference. Now it's like, who do you talk to about? Who do you go and gossip, you know, to about your relationship? Who do you go to for advice now? Because your friend is thinking like, well, hell, I told you that when I was dating him, you know, or when I was dating her. I already knew this stuff was going to happen, and now you're coming to me with the same issues, which I've already experienced, and now it's a level of discomfort there.
Right. It's definitely a level of discomfort, and, you know, the other side of that is, now do not misunderstand, I've seen some situations where the friends were able to transition to another place and they celebrated they celebrated the new couple. They're like, yo, she didn't work for me or he didn't work for me. I'm just glad they're happy. So I've seen that happen as well, but it's very rare. The things that I have experienced, even personally, looking back, the damage that it did to the people that I was very close to, I don't know if I would take that mm-hmm. risk again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if
I've
would
had take a few that people. Risk. Well, one person commented on the post that I put in there, which was, "Have you ever dated your friend's ex?" And this particular person said, "Yes." So maybe if she's out there, she would like to say something. I hope she'll press one, because I want to know, how is it working for you? What's going on? What is the dynamic? What are the dynamics now of your friendship? And are you still friends with that particular person? Or did you give up the friendship to make this relationship work?
Yeah, I hope they call in, you know.
Did you give up the friendship to make this relationship? We didn't hear you. What did you say?
Yeah, I hope they call in, you know. Hold on. I'm planning on trying to get into the chat room, and I hit the sound. I hit the sound, okay. So I'm hearing like two conversations at one time. But, yeah, I hope they call in. I'm not, and please, if anyone's listening and they're currently in this situation, I'm not saying that it cannot work. I'm just saying that it's a Russian roulette. You don't know how it's really going to not just impact your friendship with that person, but how it can impact your relationship. Because you might have been, I think it's like the 6 degrees of separation. It may also depend on the type of relationship that they had with your friend. Because if it was just like, you know, I slept with her 10 years ago, then that's different than they were in a 5 or 6 year relationship and were getting ready to get married, and now you're dating them. So for some people, you know, they evaluate their experience on the kind of relationship they had with the individual to be able to be like, you know, I'm far removed from it. But like I said, it's such a dangerous risk to take. You have to be almost willing to say, I might have to give up my friendship for this, and that person is worth me doing that.
Do you think that there is ever a time it would be acceptable to date your friend's ex?
Okay. I think if you have sat down with your friend and you guys have dialogue about, because there's a moment, and I believe this about anything, like some people like, it just happened. There's a moment, there's a split second that in your mind you know that you're at that fork in the road, that either I'm going to go this way or that way. I believe that if you and your friend sit down and you go, you know what, I haven't done anything with her or him yet, but we have had conversations and we are experiencing an attraction. I just want to know, you know, how, you know, what do you feel about that? I think that if you've already crossed that bridge, it's hard to come and sit down and talk to your friend and be like, well, we already kicked it, but now I'm coming to you and I'm telling you that we're thinking about getting serious. I think it's according to the dynamics of the friendship, according to the dynamics of the relationship with the, you know, other person, the ex, and the dynamics of the experience that you're looking to have with the person that you're getting ready to see. So is it ever an occasion where it's okay? That okay word is such a loose word. I think that it's according to how it was handled.
I definitely agree.
You don't always have a control over your heart like that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes your heart just is like, oh, my gosh. They are perfect for me. They were horrible for you. but they're perfect right. for me. So.
And I do think that there are situations like that where you, you know, a person may find themselves attracted to their friend's lover. And, you know, it's a mutual attraction there. You never act on it, but when they break up, it's like, okay, what do I do? It's there. I can't help it anymore. But I do think that you definitely should have a conversation with your friends, sit down and talk about it and discuss the fact that you're feeling a certain kind of way and maybe see what they have to say. But to me, I also think about the fact that there is just this cold. All of my friends, especially my close friends, they become like my family. So it's just weird just to think about. First off, it's already weird to think about them having sex with their exes. But to think about the fact that they've had sex with my friend that I see every day, and I think about the stories she has told me and the things that she has said to me, in regards to this person, those things would, like, really be a garbage bag of weight. When
yeah.
I even just consider being in that relationship.
Yeah, it definitely, I guess I'm treading lightly because, like I said, I know situations, I've seen situations where it has worked. And everybody kind of walked away like, okay, this is good. You know, we worked through this and it's okay. But it's a risk. It's a huge risk. To take that, and I'm like you, like in the mind, something happens. You do think about, well, you know, the things that maybe they are sharing now, depending on what side of the seat you're sitting on, or did they share the same experiences that we're sharing? It's like the further away the exes are from the current relationship, you kind of have a padding. Like, I don't know these things, and that's okay. But when the ex is a friend and all this other stuff, you have been exposed to a certain level of information. Like, you're inside the camp. So you've been exposed to this certain level of information, and then you may function mm-hmm. inside of that information that you have. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, my gosh, this one topic becomes like 18 something.
So what if I want to hear your stories, but I kind of want to wait until we kind of talk all this stuff out. Then I want to hear your story. Is that okay?
The listeners, like, we can hear their stories. We can get their stories in it because, I'm interested in hearing how that gets maneuvered for other people because I know how it got maneuvered for me and none of the experiences. Because, you know, I played that game a couple of times and I can't tell you that any of the experiences that it really worked out in the end. If anything, it shifted the friendship. And God forbid that I didn't work out with the individual, which I didn't. It then shifted those relationships as well.
Mm-hmm. Is that the story?
Is that the story?
I want to hear the whole story.
The whole story. Let me say that I had a friend who was very, very close to me. And, you know, there had been some time that had shifted between the relationship that they were in with that individual. And, you know, in talking with that individual, we'll just call that, I like using the word Jack, because I don't know anybody named Jack, so it allows me to be safe with that. But, you know, Jack and I would talk and we would... we would talk and we would converse, and over time we just realized that we had a lot of the same ambitions, a lot of the same goals. We saw relationships the same way. We had the same little quirks and the same little issues. And so before we knew it, we were talking all the time. Like, we'd be on the phone for hours. And then it became like, you know, maybe we should hang out. And then when we started to hang out, then there was a different kind of chemistry. It wasn't that I'm hanging with my friend's ex. It was, yo, I'm hanging with this person and I could really see something with them. In that particular situation, I did go and have the conversation beforehand. Before anything, you know, anything transpired, I went and had the conversation with my friend, and I didn't think that they would have had the response that they had because I had the inside camp information. Like, I just didn't, I didn't think that they would respond the way that they did, and they were very hurt. They were very hurt, but for me, I was already feeling then. So I was just like, you know what, I'm willing to risk because I don't want to miss out on my happiness. I don't want to, that's all I kept thinking is I don't want to miss out on my happiness. I don't want to miss out on this chance. What if they didn't work out just simply because they didn't work out and this is the opportunity for me to experience a very powerful relationship? And I won't say that the issues that caused us to end were the same issues that caused them to end. We didn't even have that same kind of experience. But the friendship was destroyed. It was years before we could rectify that friendship. Years. And it was a lot of constant reassurance that we weren't seeing each other behind your back. Because, see, that's the other thing that comes up. That's the other thing that comes up in the mind of the friend. How many times were y'all around each other, checking each other out, and I wasn't aware? Were y'all having secret conversations that I didn't know of? Were y'all flirting with each other right in front of my face? Now, the friend starts to feel stupid because they're feeling like, did they miss something? Was there some cheating going on? It's like all these extra things, and it took a long time for them to trust me again and to even trust me around someone new that they were with. Because in the back of their mind, they're like, well, if they could date somebody I was with before, how do I know that, you know, they might not happen to fall in love with this person that I'm with? So that's the dynamic that happens. You know, you follow your heart, but your friend is now looking like, I don't even know how to deal with you. I don't even know how to trust you because, like you said, there's a code. I don't expect you to date or be with someone that I'm with. And that is definitely a no-no. If it's a family member, like the concept that your family member could date and be in a relationship with someone that you were in a relationship with is totally not fathomable. So the reason why I'm being careful with the story, because these individuals are still in my life. And I love them. I love them to death. But when I look back now, you know, 10 years ago, I really wish I would have just kind of let that pass by because it just caused a ripple of hurt that I just didn't expect to have happen. And if you have any care for your friend, seeing them hurt like that, regardless if you are riding off into the sunset or not, it does something to you. But, of course, your ego part of you will say, well, I just got to be happy, so I'll eat that. There can be a karmic response to you putting intentionally. People don't understand karma is whether it was intentional or unintentional, that will make its way back in some shape or form. So, I mean, that's my real emotion about it. If someone asked me, I would tell them, you really, really need to really reconsider doing that before you do, because the Pandora's box that opens up, I don't know if it's worth it.
I definitely think that is a thank you for sharing that. And as you were sharing, a few people shared their stories in the Facebook room, in the Facebook group. So I thought that was nice, and I'll share what they said in just a second. But I think you made some valid points, because one person did say that she didn't see anything necessarily wrong with dating her friend's ex, because she wasn't very close to that particular friend. So she felt like it was okay. Then she also said, you know, she's in control over her life and who she dates. She doesn't want somebody else to be in control of that. And, you know, I guess when you look at it in that way, it kind of correlates to what you just said about, you know, you think about your life and it's like, you know what, I'm just going to do it because this is what I want to do. But you don't think about the actual consequences that it can make. But maybe it does make a difference. If you weren't that particularly close to this particular friend, maybe it makes a difference. People who are my friends, I don't have friends who I'm not close. It's just, if you're my friend, that's because I'm close to you. I can't call you my friend if I'm not close to you. Like, if we don't communicate regularly, then you're not my friend. You're like more of an associate, and I know of you. But all of my friends are people who I'm close to, I have regular communication with. They may tell me all their life stories, you know, in some form or fashion. So for me, it's not something I could imagine myself doing.
Right.
But I thank you for sharing.
And the closeness of the relationship plays a huge part. It plays a big part, because if you feel like you're three or four or five people, like they're not really my friends, they just happen to be someone I know, then you don't have an attachment to it, because they just happen to be someone you know. You know what I'm saying? But if it's like your friend that y'all hung around each other, y'all partied together, y'all been a support to each other, y'all cried on each other's shoulder, they might have cried on your shoulder about the relationship.
Right.
Then it becomes something else.
Yeah. And it's like a sense of loyalty. Like, I have a to me, is, like I said, all of my friends become like family. So their lovers, I can't see them any other kind of way other than, you know, an extension of my friend. So it's hard for me to find myself attracted to them. Now, one thing that we could think about, does it matter if years have passed? If it's been 10 years, 20 years, does that matter? And I think that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. It the time span between their breakup and your current. Now, what I've also seen is, you know, because our community tends to be kind of small, I've also seen a situation where they didn't even know that was the ex of their friend. You know what I'm saying? They didn't even know.
Right.
They're like, oh, man, I dated them like 15 years ago. But you're already out of the gate inside of the situation. So I think that plays a part. And not just how many years have passed, but what's the current state of your friend. If somebody came to me right now and said that I'm dating Jack, we're going to go back to Jack. I'm dating Jack, but Jack and I haven't been together in 7 or 8 years, and now I'm happily married and doing something else, I may not have an issue with you dating Jack. But if Jack and I were serious, and it's 10 years down the line and I'm happily married, I might not have an issue with you dating Jack, but I don't know if I would want to sit around party with you and Jack. As I've gotten older, I mean, everybody knows in about a month I'll be 40 years old. As I've gotten older, I just process things a little bit differently.
Mhm.
A lot.
I think for me, I think that's a good point. I'm the same way. I'm just to a place in my life where I feel like this. If you are going to date my ex, let it be an ex that I've told you, like, girl, we just wasn't, it just wasn't meant to be, you know, We tried it, wasn't meant to be, it was okay, da 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 da. And I really didn't like this person, you know, blah. It was just like one of these things that is just nothing really came of it. And that's fine. Because sometimes that happens. That's something that happens, but it just wasn't a match, basically. And that's fine, that's different to me. But when you're dating someone that I have come to you and I have cried on your shoulder and I've told you that this person has hurt me and has taken me, you know, through so much, and then you just go back and date the person after you've told me and agreed with me, yeah, child, she's a mess and she this and she that, you need to leave her alone. And I'm thinking, you're telling me I should leave her alone because you wanted her.
That's it. Now you have all these questions.
Was this real comfort? Were you really comforting me? Were you really agreeing with me? Or were you agreeing with me because you wanted me out the picture?
Right. If that's what I mean. Like, it's such a dangerous thing because it just opens up all of this stuff. And the worst thing is if that person had some residue feelings, if your friend has some residue feelings, or even the current girlfriend has some residue emotions, now you run the risk of like just some personal information that you may not have wanted out there to be out there. You know,
right.
Because of course inside of the new relationship now they're having, you know, the conversations and they're sharing about your experience, and so now it's just an additional amount of information that's exposed that may not would have been exposed if there was not like this small bridge between everybody.
Right. And like, I don't think that I would feel any kind of way if someone that I know dated an ex. Well, I don't, you know, never mind, I'm not even going to lie. I think even if time has passed, it could be 10, 20 years, I think I still would feel just a little bit of something. If they have
right.
been with me through those years, you know, like if it's my friend that has been with me through the bad relationship, they've been with me through the breakup, they watch me move on, heal, and all this kind of stuff. And then it's 10 years later, and now they're dating the same person I dated back then. I think I still wouldn't feel good about it.
What would be your concern?
I don't know. It just would, I think that it would be awkward for me. Maybe
okay.
to see them together. And then now, like I said, she probably the same friend that always talks to me about all of her relationships. So now she's trying to tell me about her problems with this person or her issues with this person or maybe how much she just loves this person. And then I'm going to probably feel like crap. Like, so are you trying to say that you were better than me now? I don't know. I'm going to think all kind of stuff.
Yo, it wrecks you, but it does wreck. Listen, if I can be just really transparent, it does do something to your self-esteem a little bit because you just are like, especially if your ex moves on to your friend and they seem to have like a more prosperous relationship, you're like,
yes.
Okay, what was wrong? That's what I'm saying. Like, that short bridge opens you up to more things than you care to know.
Right. Like, I don't want to have to go through all these questions in my head of, well, what did I do wrong? Why is she better than me? Da, 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 da. Is she having better sex? I'm like, I'm going to be thinking of everything. That's just me. I have a paranoid mind. So my mind is going to be on 10 for a long time. So I'm going to need my friend to not date any of my exes and just let's call it a day. Like, unless we're just not friends anymore. If we're not friends anymore, I don't care who you date. But if we're still friends, no. My exes are off limits. I'm not going for it.
And Facebook doesn't help. Like, Facebook doesn't help because now, you know, they got into a relationship. So then it pops up as big as day. You know, Jack and Jill are now in a relationship with each other. They got pictures up and you just like.
Yeah.
But I think, now let me tell you something. Now let me be real with you. The only time I really have an issue with it, even sitting on the outside looking into a situation, is when an ex dates a friend. But then, like, say, for instance, let's use a setting of a heterosexual couple that may have had a child together, or may have a home together, or may have certain things that require a financial obligation. And then the friend comes along and then says, oh, no, you can't do that because you're now with me. Like, that's the only time I'm just like, well, how do you do that? How do you tell them that they're no longer allowed to take care of their financial obligation? Because now you're on the scene. Like, that's the only time I get real, like, because I'm just like, well, you knew when you kind of went into that, what the setup was. Like, how did you go into that and then derail the whole thing? Like, that's not cool. You can't tell them, oh, you can't be there for kids, or you can't be there for this, or you can't be there for that. Like, that becomes, like, this off-limits area. So I think that's why I say again, and this is gonna be my hashtag tweet. Like, it's a dangerous situation to kind of get into when there's other elements that are involved.
Yeah, I did have someone did say that they had a similar type of situation, but it was the ex of a friend. Hang on, let me see. Okay, so this person's sister, who was in the closet, brought their friend into town and was asked to take the friend out on the town. So they had never said that the friend and the sister had relations with each other. So the other sister who took the friend out on the town ended up sleeping with the person because that person didn't know. And I think that's a pass. Like, you get a pass on that because you just didn't know. Like, you didn't know. Even though she asked them, like, okay, is there something going on between you two? The person, they both lied and said, no, there was nothing going on. And now the sister is still upset at the other sister for sleeping with her ex.
Okay.
That's so horrible.
You know, the weird thing is, I kind of feel for this individual because they didn't know. Like, they didn't know. How would they have known?
How would the person have known if you didn't tell me? Like, you should have told me. Now, don't get mad at me when I don't know. That's not fair.
All right, so I'm going to throw myself under the bus just a little bit. I got to put the widow on my leg.
Throw yourself under
because
the bus.
Like, I have a story for every show we do. I just choose not to put my stories out there because, you know, I just choose not to. But I feel for this individual. when I was in my teens, I had been intimate with someone, and, like, about a month later, I happened to be, you know, hanging out with their family, And this person was in the closet. You know, they hadn't shared their experience with me or anything like that. It was, you know, a very complicated situation. But I was young, and I was, you know, into some other things at the time. And like a month later, I'm hanging with their family, and that person was curious and was asking me, like, you know, have you ever done A, B, C, or D? And in that moment, I was paused because I was just like, I don't know how to answer that, because I couldn't out their family member. And when later on certain things had transpired and it came out, like, well, why, how did you do that? I was like, well, what was I supposed to say? Was I supposed to say, you know, I kicked in with your family? Like, I didn't know how to maneuver that. I just think in my mind, I just was like, well, you know, I don't have any obligation to anyone. And everybody was in the closet at the time, including the other person. So it was just like this whole dynamic. So I feel bad, like, when I listen to something like that, to where, you know, a person didn't know at all and they're totally, you know, innocent, but they kind of get like this bad rap. Like, how do you respond to something like that?
That's true, because maybe, and I just asked, because I was like, well, why didn't the girl just say that, yeah, I'm your sister's ex? But then again, the girl probably didn't want to out the sister.
Right, because you, you can't, like, there's a space for confidentiality, like, you know, you can't, especially when there's so many other factors involved. And I will be, you know, anybody that knows me, that knows my conversation and the things that I talk about, I do always talk about that I was rather, you know, fun, quote unquote, when I was younger. So there were certain things that I, you know, chances that I took that I definitely would not take as I've gotten older. But I don't like to see people get a bad rap for something that was completely not their intention.
Yeah, that's true. That is definitely true. And I guess I would say to this particular person who shared that story is that the sister should feel some comfort in the fact that the other person was trying to be loyal to her, not outing her. So it's like, I can't say anything. But on the other hand, she also had an obligation. Even though you couldn't say anything, you may not should have done anything either. Because you already know what the deal is. You know that you slept with the sister. So why would you go and sleep with her sister as well? Like, there should be some type of moral compass, I think, in that. Because even if I didn't out the sister, I still wouldn't go and sleep with the other person, no matter how much attraction there is between us.
Was that for me?
That's just crazy.
Was that for me? Was that for me? Like,
no, that wasn't for you. I'm sorry. No tea, no shade. Sorry.
Because, you know, I always
that
have a saying. Wait, no, because I always have a saying, you know, I never holler about something that was aimed at me unless it hit me. So, you know, Well, listen.
Oh, my gosh. We stepped on all your toes tonight. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. You can step on them, because you know what? That's why I'm able to talk about some of the things that I'm able to talk about. And when people come to me and be like, you don't understand. You know, you're the minister. You're the this and that. And I'd be like, huh, I lived. And I lived in a way that I just was, you know, I was about living. I was about life. I was about fun. And, you know, when somebody says something to you like, I just want to ask you, have you ever been with a female? And I'm like, word? I see where this conversation is going. You know, that's how I thought about it then. I mean, I was in my teens, so that was, you know, over, you know, 20 years ago. But, yeah, I felt that shade. It just blackened my whole room.
Aww. sorry.
I knew I should have just let this be the G spot this week. I should have just been like, cool, just go ahead. Catch me next month, you know.
No, but I think it's good. It's good to talk about it. It's good to talk about it because, especially in the LGBT community, we see a lot of this. A lot of everybody's dating everybody. It's like, you know, you're dating this friend, I'm dating that friend, and then we break up. Now we're dating each other. It's just crazy. It's a lot of that going on. So I think it's a great conversation to have. And then it's a lot of that going on in life, period. Because you see, some celebrities, they date each other's exes all the time. Now they're going to parties with each other together, and it's everywhere. But I do think that we have to get to the real emotional part of it, because there are some emotions that come from it, regardless of what we say. We may say, oh, we're okay. I'm okay with you dating my ex. Yeah, go ahead. But then in the grand scheme of things, we're really not okay. We really don't feel good about it. That is a really hard thing to overcome sometimes, because if you're really a part of this person's life, you do feel a sense of loyalty to the person, but then you also feel like you wouldn't want this person to do anything to hurt you. And then you may say it's okay, but then you wonder, well, why would you even ask me that? Why is that even a topic?
But here's another side of it, too, that we haven't talked about. You know, we're talking about the devastation of it, but there may be a space where you may feel like, you know what, I want my friend to be happy, and I even want my ex to be happy. It didn't work out for us, but, you know, I'm not opposed to you guys going ahead to see if it works out for you. I mean, it that may sound like weird to say, but sometimes there's that space of you know what, we were not compatible. It wasn't working. I love this person enough to know that they're an amazing person, and I love my friend enough to know that my friend is an amazing friend. And you know what? See, you know, if it works for you guys, then, you know, I wish you the best. Like, there's that space, too. I don't want to just, and I want to be honest, I don't want to make it seem like, you know, that experience can be the worst experience. I mean, I've been, like I said, I've been on the other side, and I wanted nothing more but for my ex and my friend to be happy, if that's what worked for them, because I knew in my heart and soul that what the experience that I was having with my partner at the time may not have been the most healthiest for either one of us. And, you know, they walked away, and you're like, you know what, I wish you the best. And if my friend is the best, then I wish you both the best. And it doesn't come with any extra emotion or any extra anger. It's like this real sincere thing where you say, I hope it really works out, and you don't interfere in it with, like, your personal experience or your feelings about, you know, what y'all did in your relationship. You kind of just let them have the experience. So I do want to speak to that, because there are people that go on and do that and are happy.
Yes. I think that's a great point to make, that sometimes, you know, there is a sense of happiness that can come out of that, come out of it. And like you said, some people feel okay. And we cannot control the lives of other people. Like, one girl, when I told you, one person posted in there, like, you know, yeah, I'm dating a friend's ex, and because I'm in control of my own life. And you're right, we cannot control the lives of other folks. We can't not say, well, I don't want you two to date. And then it's like you keeping them apart, and they may feel love, and they may feel a better connection than you two. And that's sometimes that's just okay, because either way, he or she may move on with someone else and feel a better connection than you felt with that person, whether that person was your friend or someone else. At the end of the day, they're going to move on. So why not, if they're good for each other, why can't they move on to each other? I don't like the thought of it, but it does make sense that we can't play God in someone else's life and determine, well, y'all can't be together because we were friends or we're friends. That's not for us to say. You know, it's not for us to play that. But I guess, you know, like I said, I'm biased because I just don't view any of my friends' lovers that way. I don't find them attractive. I don't see them past an extension of them, and that's whether they're with them or they're not. And especially when I know that they've hurt them physically, emotionally, verbally, or whatever, my first thought is that I wouldn't want to go through that same thing. Even I guess I couldn't see it me being better for that person because I see their bad qualities. I'm not looking at their good qualities. So that's just me. But I do have 7 tips. So one of the first ones I want to say, because someone mentioned it in the invite, boundaries. There should be boundaries. I do definitely agree that there should be boundaries. If you both have said, you know what, okay, it's fine, girl, go ahead, date him, I don't care, whatever. You need to have some type of boundaries. This person is now not the friend that you need to come to discuss your relationship problems. Like,
absolutely,
you may want to go.
Not.
Yeah, you need to find another friend to talk about all that person. You know, that person shouldn't come. You shouldn't go to your friend or the family member, whatever. Think about contact. You know, do you care if your new boyfriend or girlfriend is contacting their ex, who is your friend? You know,
exactly.
How do you feel about that? If you feel a certain way, you need to talk about it and, you know, decide what is reasonable and what's not reasonable. Then think about the parties you two go to. Are you going to go to the same parties as your friend?
Nope.
How awkward would that be? You said no.
Mm-mm.
And then you may not want to have your friend come over, you know, to the house and watch movies with you and your new boyfriend who just happens to be her ex. Like, you really have to think about boundaries. What type of boundaries are you going to set in place? You don't want to make comparisons. Don't ask this guy or girl about your friend. You know, well, am I better than her in bed? Do you like me? Am I prettier? Da, da, da. Like, all that stuff, you're just going to have to let go.
You should see my face. You should see my
Tell
face.
Me about
like,
it.
My face right now looks like no. No, we will not have a discussion about my friend. You shouldn't be having a discussion with my friend about me. Like, and if I'm on the, don't call me and tell me how it was yesterday. You know, don't tell me about the candle lights and the and you know, all the extracurricular stuff that y'all decided to do. That those doors,
mm-hmm.
those conversations are, I told you, it gets murky. That's the word I've been looking for the whole time. It gets murky.
Right, like the lines are crossed. It's a lot of gray area there. But you just have to be careful because if you're going to do it, you just make sure you set these boundaries. Put these things in place. Don't allow that new boyfriend or girlfriend to compare you to your friend either. Don't allow them to tell you, well, you know what, she was such a bitch, or she did this, or she did that, and she never did this, and she never, like, all that conversation you can't have because this is your friend that this person is ultimately talking about, or your sister, or your brother, whoever, you know, so you don't want that to happen. Don't try to control how much they see each other or they don't see each other. Because in the case of one girl shared, they have kids together, and then her friend slept with her ex. They went and had a relationship, and now they have kids together too. So now you have kids with my ex-friend. Lord have mercy.
Right.
And what? Now my friends are sister, you know, my kids are your, you know, your kids' sister and brother. So they still have to communicate with each other, you know. So you can't control that. It's just going to happen. They're going to be in each other's life. You just have to figure out how are you two going to make the dynamic work of this. Whew. I'm exhausted even thinking about it.
This is one of those conversations that when you hang up, you know, when the show is over, you just go to bed. You just go to bed. Like,
right.
There's none of those
like,
things. It's like,
hurting.
I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep. Like, I've just had, like,
yeah.
I just relived some traumatic years of my existence just in this 1 hour. I'm just like, I'm going to bed.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take y'all through that.
No. But you know what? It's a real conversation. You know, I see it a lot, especially because you date usually where you are. So I've seen it happen in churches. I've seen it happen on jobs. You know, where you spend the most time at could be where you connect to a person. So if a
mm-hmm.
couple came to, you know, let's use church. A couple comes to a church together, they split up, and then there's another relationship that gets formed within the church. Then you have that dynamic because that's where you spend most of your time. And so, of course, there may be a space where you open up a dialogue with, you know, the person that sits on the same row with you. So it's just a real hard conversation because we don't really have control all the time over what our heart does. We can rationalize it in our minds. We can talk ourselves through it, the process in our brains, but our hearts do something else.
That's true. Our hearts, it just does something else.
Yeah,
it
does.
And there's no control over it sometimes. There is no control over it. But, you know, if we go biblical, you know, they say the heart, what is it say in the Bible about the about the heart?
Well, I think that something that someone said in the group, and I want to address it because we didn't talk about it. They said something to the lines, and if you're really not that close to the individual, then are they really considered a friend? You know.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And
yeah.
And that makes it that is a very, very important thing. Like, are you my friend to where, like I said earlier, we have an exchange with one another where we spend time with each other and we've developed a friendship, or you're just someone I happen to know? Because sometimes when it's
mm-hmm.
someone you just happen to know, the world looks at it like, oh my goodness, you're dating your friend's ex. But to you, you're like, I don't really know them. Then they're really not
right.
my friends. So I don't feel like I have an obligation to honor that knowing.
Yeah, I think that is so true. And that's why I said earlier, I don't have friends. Like, if you're my friend, we're close. So I know those friends are off limits. But, yeah, if it's just people who are just, like I said, associates or somebody you know of, that's a totally different story because you're not my friend. I don't know your life. I don't know who you're dating. I don't know what you're going through in your dating world. And I probably don't even know who you're dating. You know, so that's a totally different story. But if it's your friend, this is the person you talk to constantly, you've been there with that person through their ups and downs in that relationship, that is what I'm talking about. Like, I know all of my friends' exes or the people that they deal with, and I know, and they share their stories, and they're telling me about these people. And there's just nothing in me that wants to date them. Like, nothing. I will never want to date them.
Yeah, you keep hitting something on the head when it comes to your relationship. your friends are like, like they're like your siblings, y'all have gotten real close. We use the word friend to cover so many types of relationships. And some people that we are calling our friend, they're really our associate or they're really our peer. You know, they just had, we don't have that bond with them in the realm of what would actually be defined as a friend.
Right. True. And that's probably where a lot of people are coming from, you know, when they're posting in here, is these are not really their friends, maybe. And, you know, so that's why it was okay. It wasn't such a bad thing. Like, there are people, you know, that I work with that we're not friends. They don't know anything about me and my life. And if they dated somebody that's an ex of mine, I'm not going to feel anything about it because I don't know you. You don't know me. But when you know me and you go after the people that I've been with, that hurts me. I mean, that hurts me just the thought.
But that's not why I'm laughing. I'm laughing because I love when you become so passionate about something because I feel it. Like, so it always makes me laugh because I could just see you with, like, I will snatch you down if I catch you with one of my exes. Like, so, you know, but unfortunately, like, we've hit our time. You know, this must have been a serious subject because it's like 11, it's a little after 11. But, you know, before we wrap this up, as we wrap this up, rather, I just want to say to anyone that's listening, you know, if you decide to pursue an ex of your friend, just make sure that you have taken all of the possibilities in mind, like you've taken all of them into consideration, and before you do anything, have that conversation with your friend before you blindside them with something that could hurt them very much. And if you're on the receiving end of having your ex date one of your friends, do your best to not let the emotion of the situation cause you to do something or say something that you cannot take back. You know, try to have a conversation with your friend about how you're feeling and then take time to process it, you know, for yourself.
I love that. I think that you made a great point. Definitely make sure you're thinking about all the possibilities. Talk to your friend. Have a true, serious conversation about this. And just make sure you know what your friend is feeling and you understand where your friend is in regards to this particular situation. And also just explore your feelings. Why are you now interested in this person? Is this because you truly are interested in this individual, or is it because of the stories that your friend has, you know, your friend have shared with you? And, you know, what is it that's drawing you to this person? Because sometimes
right. It
could be envy, it could be jealousy, it could be all the bad things that's really making you want this individual. Not necessarily because you honestly like the person and you genuinely want to be with this person. And there's a genuine connection. So explore those feelings before making a decision, I think is very important. And, I think that was about it. But, you know, I have this big thing about exes. I'm not an ex type of gal. I don't even care too much for, you know, my partner to be friends with their exes. Like, it needs to be years down the line, and y'all have had time to get over your feelings and all this kind of stuff. So I have this ex thing going on, but that's just me. Y'all don't, you know, make decisions for yourself.
Well, you know, I want to say something to you before we go because I was about to forget. I just want to say happy anniversary. You know, this is a year for us. Yes. You and I. A year. We've
it
been
is
doing
a
this.
Year.
It popped up on my, what did you share on this day last year? And I remember sharing, we're going to Blog Talk Radio, you know, so I just want to say happy anniversary. Maybe our next show we need
happy
to, you know, have an anniversary show. That'd be my 40th birthday show, too, so we need to figure that out.
Yeah, let's have an anniversary show. You mean next month, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's have an anniversary show. That would be wonderful. We could even, if you want to revisit the particular topic we had on that show, because you just never know. People may have grown, may have learned something. You never know. So we have lots of possibilities. I'm so excited, Renera, to be on this journey with you. I appreciate your time, your conversation, your wisdom. I love it. I mean, this has been an amazing journey.
It absolutely has, and to think that it started with us just doing a conference call. It started with us just doing a conference call, so I just want to send a special, I'm going to go back to the 90s, give a special shout-out to Javon.
I wish I had my hand clapped, but yay. Yeah, Javon, thank you so much. She's wonderful, and I just appreciate the platform. And I thank all of our guests, our listeners. We have really grown, you know, in our listeners, and I'm grateful for everyone who joins us each Monday and joins me, and then, of course, join me and Renair every Monday. Like, y'all are just some loyal people, and we love you so much.
Yes, we do. We do.
Thank you. We couldn't be us without you. So, yay.
So maybe we can get Javon to come hang out with us next month for the anniversary show. That would be nice.
That would be wonderful. Javon, I know you're listening, so, like, think about that and figure it out. Even if you want us to talk about something in particular, let us know, and we will talk about that. So speaking of Javon, she does brunch in the basement on Saturday from 11 to 1. And this Saturday looks like she has Sarah Dash coming on. Sarah Dash is, of course, one of the founding members of the Bluebells, of the group the Bluebells, which Pat LaBelle was a part of.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait to hear. Sarah Dash, she's been on the show before, I believe. Yes, she has. So she's going to be back. And she always has some great stuff to say. So it's going to be great. So everybody join us for that. I will post the invite in the group. But it's 11 to 1 on Saturday. And then join her on Sunday from 6:30 to 8:30 with Sunday Evening Shout. And then I'll be back on Monday at 10 p.m. I don't know the topic yet, but I will update you all very soon. And then me and Renair are doing our anniversary show in September. So we love you guys. I hope you all have a great night. Follow us on www.blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. Renair is going to put her stuff, her link in the invite.
Yes,
but
I'm
so
scoping now.
Her.
I'm scoping. I'm on Periscope. I'm scoping about relationships and friendships. And just so you know, I will be in Atlanta Down South Conference October the 16th through the 18th. So I will be posting information about that as well.
Yay, I look forward to it. And you know, I said I'm going to try to get on Periscope as well. I've been on it a couple of times. You know, I've done a few things on Periscope. So I'm going to try to get myself back on Periscope. Y'all just wait for it, okay? It's coming. I try to do too much at one time, but I really want to get on the Periscope as well. So, Renair, I will be following you on there too, okay?
Yeah, that's one of my primary medium now. I've kind of, like you, trying to focus in one area, so I actually center a lot of my stuff on Periscope now.
Yay. Okay, great, 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 great. Well, everyone, have a wonderful night. We love you all, and talk to you next week. Good night.
Good night.